We are now joined by Chris and Diana. Diana Albrecht, right, of North Star Retreats. You guys have a really interesting story and a really interesting concept, and Ryan's going to ask you all about it.
Yeah,
it's just not turned up.
Okay, there we go. Problem. I was like, it just sounds quiet.
Yeah, it was.
So, first of all, thank you both for being here today. We're very excited to have you and learn all about your program.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. And I'll just ask you to move in a little closer. There we go. Yeah, you got to get real nice and friendly with the microphone.
Exactly.
So, we would love to hear a little bit about your program and what kind of inspired you to get it going before we launch into all the details.
Well, you know, during COVID... prior to COVID in the recovery community, there were a lot more retreats and kind of other things that you could do in person with other people in recovery. And, you know, these sort of functions were really pretty powerful for people to kind of keep their program rolling or strengthen their program or what have you. And unfortunately during COVID, I mean, they died off. Mm-hmm. And, about a year and a half ago, I was chatting with a couple other people in recovery, we were like, you know, I miss going to retreats. And retreats are basically what most people understand them to be. It's kind of either an overnight or a weekend, like a Friday afternoon to a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And what they are intensive recovery-based programs where you get away somewhere to the retreat center. We've gone to Camp Knutson and up in Cross Lake. We're looking to work with Mount Olivet Retreat Center right over here in the area here and Castle Rock area. And when you go to these retreats, you're able to come away after the weekend, I think, re-energized with new knowledge, new insights.
Refreshed and renewed in your program.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Some new insights maybe, new enthusiasm.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, for the step work.
So. Yeah, because you were saying how it's one of those things where your meetings that you may go to or support groups or what have you, that's the day-to-day stuff.
Absolutely.
And your retreats help you to really hone in
and boost,
okay.
I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We do tend we're looking at our retreats to be specifically themed, if you want to call that.
Okay.
So, for example, the retreat we had earlier this year was focused on a couple of the particular steps in the 12-step process. Mm-hmm. We're looking at having a women's retreat.
All right.
So we're looking at them being rather focused. That way you can intensely work on a specific area of your recovery.
Because these retreats are not all fun and games. They're very much with an intention.
Correct.
Yes.
There is, a lot of laughter and a lot of fun, but there is a very specific intention behind them. And the other side of it is not just the work that you're doing, but we loved the idea of, you know, COVID was very isolating in terms of, you know, people weren't meeting face to face and they weren't meeting other people in other areas of recovery. And we liked the idea of this broadening that support community for people. You know, when you come to these retreats, you know, you're not just meeting the people you see every week in your home group all the time.
Right.
You know, you get to expand that and broaden your support community, which I think is very important in recovery.
Well, and I think by the nature of the experience, you have a very close bonding. I mean, similar to someone going, say, through a treatment program, you leave hopefully with some new friends that may become lifelong friends in recovery. And that's huge. I mean, that sort of support network, especially for a lot of people, because they come from families or home situations where there isn't a lot of recovery, having that ability to kind of build this additional family in recovery is huge.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Absolutely, because sometimes maybe the family that you have isn't always the most supportive.
Right. Or your social group.
Yeah.
Your friend group as well.
Group.
One of the challenges is, you know, once you're in a recovery program, sometimes you lose some of that those social connections.
How important is support from other people in recovery?
It's all, I think it's, yeah. It's yeah. literally the thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, you know, there are so many people that have become so isolated,
yeah.
you know, and in particular over the last 5 years, you know, that isolation has increased. And I think it's, you know, 100%, 110% of, of what you're going to, how successful you're going to be.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Is having that community around you.
Takes a village.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, Chris, you are in recovery yourself.
I am.
Right.
Yes.
And Diana, you are an ally. Would
yes.
You say?
That's
yes.
A great okay. word for it. Friend, family, or loved one.
Yeah.
Ally yep. is, mm-hmm. yeah, yep. is a perfect word for that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say that, because I know I have friends, and my spouse itself, you know, is also in recovery. And it's one of those things where sometimes the reactions, especially when you're just starting out your process, can be almost kind of negative. And you're just, you know, or people say things like, well, you can just have a little,
yeah.
you know, just
stop.
A,
yeah.
Especially those more socially acceptable yes. things, like with alcohol or something. It's like, oh, just, you know, just when you're at a party or
oh,
something.
Yeah. yeah.
It's just a glass yeah. of wine.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just a glass of wine.
It's
yeah.
just two lines.
Yeah.
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 yeah. It's like, yeah. no, it's not. Yeah. It's not just.
yeah, so. You're exactly right. You know, there's a lot of pressures out there socially.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot in our world that is socially acceptable. You
right.
know? And part of the 12-step program, yes, is the you know, abstaining,
mm-hmm.
You know, from drugs or alcohol. But there's also through the process, you're learning to become a better person.
Yeah.
And sometimes those changed behaviors can also mm-hmm. impact a family dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all perform certain roles in a family. So as your behavior changes and as you grow and mature, you know, emotionally mature, that can definitely have an impact on family and friend dynamics.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for illuminating us on that, because you're right. I think support it's everything.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Can I just
ahead.
Jump in
yeah,
for a second? Just to back up. And this is something I was asking you guys about off before we went on air. Just to be clear, this is not, I mean, you go to a retreat, that's not going to rehab. I mean, this rehab is a whole, like that's the launching point. This is something completely different.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are in a couple of different ways. We're definitely not affiliated with any 12-step program,
mm-hmm.
even though weirdly at our retreats, those sort of things are discussed. And
sure.
due to the traditions of the fellowships, we are separate yet kind of a part of, but we are definitely not affiliated with any 12-step program, so we do use all of their steps and tools.
Okay. All right.
We are definitely not treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if someone has a drug or alcohol problem and they feel they need an assessment, they should definitely do that and go to treatment. We are not that. We're definitely for something, once I think you've gotten into the program and got a little bit of time, we're a great way to power that up in your first year of sobriety or later or downstream from there. I mean, we've had people coming with from a few weeks or months to our retreats to one of the members came with 37 years. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it
and
it,
found it an amazing experience because they had
both,
never done something like a
yeah,
retreat before.
And both had wow. an amazing experience.
That's
so, yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the reasons why we've had you here, other than just illuminating your great program, is also to learn about a fundraiser you have coming up,
yes,
right?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited. So the fundraiser is for North Star Retreats, our organization. We've been kind of self-funding. It is a not-for-profit organization.
We're
all
volunteer.
All volunteer.
Yep, all volunteer.
So every penny gets used towards those retreats and then some.
And then some.
We want to be able to offer scholarships to our retreats for individuals that can't afford to pay the fee that it does cost to hold these retreats. So we have partnered with a local artist, John McAndrew, mm-hmm. who we've known for many years. And we are putting on a fundraising concert at the Recovery Church in St. Paul on June 21st.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. John is just releasing his new album. He lives mostly full time now in Nashville, though he lived here and got sober here in Minnesota. And his new album is Better Side of Me.
Okay.
And this is kind of corresponding with that.
Mm-hmm.
And John basically has, it'll be June 21st again, like Diana said. We do have a again, the at will, but we do have a pay portion if you go to our website where you can have a VIP experience for $50. And that's basically a meet and greet with John. You get a commemorative charcuterie board, which is eclectic, but that's what we've come up with. Mocktails and appetizers.
Pre-concert.
And pre-concert. And then preferred seating during the concert. And as for the concert itself, John's lined up several pretty awesome local musicians. We've got Brian Zoot Simmons, which is a very versatile musician.
Zoot's awesome.
Yeah,
he's a great sax player, yeah. and a whole bunch of other stuff too.
Yeah, and yeah. Joe Stanger, he used to start with Bobby E and the Night Owls, and then lastly John Wright. So an amazing guitarist. So we're really excited to have the show go on. It's an at-will donation if you can't afford the VIP meet and greet. But if you can, the meet and greet sure is going to be a lot of fun. It gives you an opportunity to meet with John and chat for a while. And, yeah. And, again, that's at the Recovery Church in downtown St. Paul, kind of in the flats right off Plato, down by the airport.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just looking at John McAndrew's website right here. And the list, I mean, he's one of those guys you might not have heard John's name, but the people he's played with, Eric Clapton, many people have heard of Eric Clapton.
Just a young enough incomer there.
Billy Powell, who was one of the founding members of a band called Lynyrd Skynyrd, Danny Sywell, who was a member of Wings with Paul McCartney. I mean,
who he just did the album with.
Yeah.
Just a few names on the resume.
He's the real thing. I mean, this is really cool.
Yeah, and he's kind of a guy. Billy Joel / kind of blues
piano man meets
kind of spiritual.
I love it.
His music's awesome.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it when Chris called John just to kind of float the idea by him of maybe sometime doing a fundraiser, and John was just right on board
when
with
and where.
My new album's coming out. It drops in June. Let's do this, And he's performed with and worked with the Recovery Church. He has a longstanding relationship with them.
Okay.
So, I mean, it just all fell into place.
Wow.
You know, they were excited to have us. You know, he was excited to work with us. And, we're just really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. Yeah.
I love how you're two kind of combining. It's like a fundraiser, but also an album release party.
His new album will be available for sale at the concert.
All right.
Very nice.
Cool. Can I ask you some more about the retreats?
Yes.
You were talking about some of the themes, and I hear themed retreat. I'm thinking Halloween or The Great Gatsby or something.
I wish.
Right.
It certainly has elements of both.
Yeah, Great Gatsby for sure.
For sure.
And occasionally Halloween, unfortunately.
Yeah. But it is a little more serious than Diana. You're talking about like a women's retreat. What's the benefit of doing something like that?
When we were first meeting, we have a committee, core committee, that kind of works on all of these retreats, and that came up immediately. And we really, it's still in the planning stages. We were hoping to have one this year. It may not pan out, but it's still definitely there being worked on and thought about. We wanted the retreat to be, we have a core group, a core committee, which is about 50% male, female.
Mm-hmm.
We want the committee for the women's retreat to be all female, so female led and kind of female driven. And we want a lot of the workshops, activities, and things we focus on at that retreat to be, female centric.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And how to enhance and support a woman's experience in a recovery program.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because your identity does play into how you approach things.
Yep. Yeah. And there's, unfortunately or not, there are safety issues around being in recovery and how to approach meetings where some of that may come up,
yep.
And how to care for yourself in those circumstances.
Interesting.
Sure.
Interesting.
So yeah, we were talking earlier about, you know, these aren't just yoga retreats, right? But we were actually looking at including some yoga maybe in that. You know, we had a lot of ideas thrown out.
In the year 2025, you can't have any kind of spiritual retreat without doing some yoga.
But even maybe having, you know, some type of like, you know, arts kind of brought into it.
Nice.
You know, so we're very much open to ideas. We have an amazing core committee of people that have great ideas. You know,
well,
unfortunately a lot of it needs to be, you know, funded, you know, and that's been, you know, something we're striving for. We, you know, especially with, you know, the John McAndrew fundraiser, is to help put forward these additional ideas and kind of themed retreats.
Sure.
Well, and with these retreats, we're all driven, this group of volunteers, there's a thing in recovery called group conscience. So whatever the group decides, we roll with for the most part.
Okay.
I mean, it's where no one's the leader. No one's the head honcho. Basically, whatever the group comes up with, we're kind of figuring that's kind of the higher power thing working. And it's like, you know what? This is what's right. You know?
And
so every idea is put to a vote. Everything's kind of, you know, laid out, and then whatever that is, it's kind of what we roll with, which is we think is then best for all the parties involved. So
well, and I think it's one of those things where you just kind of have to try it and say like, okay, let's see how this pans out, because somebody who might initially be a little bit of a naysayer, all of a sudden they see it in action, they're like, oh, that actually did work, you know, better than I thought. So
very much so. We have a particular, you know, person on our committee who Chris is like, he's my devil's advocate, you know? And so, you know, cause Chris is very great with like big ideas, and he brings all that enthusiasm and, you know, and this other person is kind of like, isn't that biting off more than we can do? You know,
that's great.
Got to temper some of that enthusiasm with reality.
Just bring it back.
Bring it back a little bit.
But I wanted ponies.
But you have to have you have to have both.
Very
you
complimentary.
You have to have both. You have to have reality, and you have to have ponies.
Absolutely. So with your retreats, for anybody out there who might be curious about wanting to know more and potentially even sign up for one, what is kind of a typical day today? I know they're all probably a little bit different, but like just a general outline of a retreat.
Yep. In particular at Camp Knutson and with other retreats, food will be included. So your cost covers your room, board, all meals, and all activities. So we try and make it so it's a one and done situation, because ideally when you're there, we don't want you having to think about those other things.
Yep.
So we usually all start to arrive Friday evening. Usually there's Friday evening.
Like a mixer,
you know, maybe a speaker, maybe more of a quote unquote meeting format.
Sometimes we had, then later that night we had a fireside meeting, which was fun, out by a bonfire.
Nice.
Then to bed. The following morning, everybody got up. There was right away, right at the crack of dawn, morning meditation, and then followed by a morning meeting and breakfast. And then we got right to the a workshop mid-morning, broke for lunch, another workshop mid-afternoon on Saturday, followed by then some free time to kind of hike around the property and just have some meditational alone time if you wanted. Dinner that evening, followed by the keynote speaker, which was kind of a big heavy hitter in recovery. And then on to, again, the fireside s'mores and what have you by the fire. Sunday morning, a last meeting, breakfast, and then farewell, which is kind of a last kind of time for people to exchange phone numbers, and because they've hopefully made some new friends. And during the course of all this, you know, we have snacks, coffee, things like that. It was really, and you know, generally, we're able to hold these to around $200 to $400 for the weekend.
That's fantastic.
Our goal is to keep them even for those that can't afford the full price, that, and then of course with either scholarships, either taking some of that cost off or all, taking the cost off altogether.
I was gonna say, because if maybe someone was like, I could do like two,
correct, yes,
you know, couldn't do probably four, that you can maybe help supplement the cost
absolutely
for them. That's great. Wow. Well, actually, I should say back up here first. Where can folks find you online?
NorthStarRetreats.org.
NorthStarRetreats.org.
Head straight. There's all the information out there for the upcoming fundraiser, as well as the retreats themselves.
Okay.
And the fundraiser is June?
June 21st.
Longest day of the year.
And the Recovery Church in St. Paul.
Recovery Church in St. Paul.
Meet and greet starts at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Doors open for general admission at 7, and the concert's at 8.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So, we're really hoping we get a great turnout. We're hoping between John McAndrew himself, he will hopefully be doing some publicity over the next couple of weeks throughout.
Right.
And then the local musicians, and then just also hopefully to retreat the retreat. Mm-hmm.
We're sure trying to spread the word, obviously. Yeah,
absolutely.
Great. Any final words or thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap it up?
No, I just, other than thank you so much for having us. We love the fact of what you guys bring to the community, and we're so... local radio stations like this are amazing. We're just glad to be a part of it.
Thanks. Thank you for the work you guys are doing too.
Yes, obviously. Absolutely.
That's very important stuff you're doing.
Yeah.
So, all right. That is Chris and Diana Albrecht with North Star Retreats. And you can get more information on their organization at northstarretreats.org.